Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. I'm talking to Pastor Makam and also Pastor Green. We are touching on this. The mission of ministers, what it is even all about. And have we gone astray? Have we lost the way? It's the question we are asking tonight. Pastor Green.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, Pastor Ray. What a great topic. Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen.
What a wonderful topic. God is good. God is wonderful. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yeah, Pastor Ray, as you can hear my voice is not too much clear. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Because of the revival that we have.
Yeah.
But I know God is great. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Is wonderful.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, also when we talk about the mission of the ministers, hallelujah. You know, when I read in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus has sent us out. Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. But there's also, how can I say, responsibilities that Jesus tell us what to do when we go out and to make disciples. You know, when I read in Luke chapter 9 and verse 2, Jesus say, I send them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. This is Jesus when he sent us out, is to make disciples and also to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. In verse 3, he said, take nothing for the journey, neither staffs, nor bags, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece. Hallelujah. Jesus, when he sent us out, Pastor Ray, he sent us out to go and preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. But then he gave us a command. He said, don't take anything with you. Hallelujah. Don't take anything with you. Just go as you are. Hallelujah. And that is what I want to explain this, Pastor Ray. Jesus is saying to us, go the way you are. Don't try to do many things. Don't try to force many things. Hallelujah. Because we live in these days, Pastor Ray. Even if the pastors can read, even if the ministers can read what is written here, they will still go and do the opposite. They will still go and do something that is not in line with what is written here. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, go and heal the sick. Preach the kingdom of God. Take nothing with you. Sometimes you find when a minister is going out on the mission, hallelujah. Sometimes you find his luggage alone in the aircraft is taking maybe nearly the whole department, hallelujah. Now you ask yourself, when Jesus said, take no tunic with you, and we want to take all the suits. He said, take no staff with you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you find when we go on a mission, there's so many things that we do that is not in line with the word of God. That is not what Jesus has commanded us to do.
Yeah.
And Pastor Ray, it is what confusing that make the mission that we do today not be like the mission the way the apostles have did it.
Mm.
You know, when the apostles were busy with the mission, they were successful. The Bible says God has added people daily to them. Daily to them.
Yeah.
But today, Pastor Ray, that thing is not happening.
Mm.
The reason is because we are not standing with what God has commanded us to do. Hallelujah. I'm not saying now a pastor must go only with one suit to go and preach for 3 weeks. But what I'm saying is, we have to go back to the scripture.
Yes.
Because
yes.
When we go there, Pastor Ray, to on a mission, we are not going to show people how much clothes we have.
Mm.
We are not going to show people how expensive clothes we have.
Mm.
We are not going to model parade for people.
Yeah.
But our main mission is to go and preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick, to make disciples.
Yeah.
Our main purpose, Pastor Ray, is that people must get saved and people must get healed and people must get delivered and people must get free.
Yeah.
But if we do all the other things that we have to do, Pastor Ray, then we have a serious problem. Mm. Because we are going with things that is not in line with God's word. That is not what Jesus have commanded us to do. And that's why less people are getting safe in the time that we live.
Sure.
Less people are giving their hearts to Jesus. Mm. It's not like before. Hallelujah. Mm. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate Pastor Green. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. 0826572729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we are talking about the mission of ministers. And today, are ministers really understanding their mission? Or somewhat, somehow, things had just gone astray.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit it is. And thank you so much. Maria Timpe has sent a WhatsApp there. It says, Ukthula mdeni wami onke wakupulpit omuhle. Ongcwele sibonga ubudlelwane noNkulunkulu. Amen. Awuzeke. Hayi siyabonga. Mama Maria Timpe, sibonga kakhulu, inkosi ikubuse ngendlela eyisimanga, siyathokoza. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on the very issue of the mission of ministers. Do we understand what our missions are, or have we gone off? To take it for granted that we understand, but to an extent we have lost way of it. So it happens much of the times that we basically lose way of it. And may the Father help us even far much more abundantly so. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And do you understand our mission? As you enter also into this year, do you understand your mission? You know, what is the mission as a minister of the gospel? In one way or another, you're ministering. You are writing epistles. You know, many people see Christ through you and me. Do we understand our missions as we enter? And many people had gone on to say, I'm fasting and all those things and stuff. I see they have been, you know, all over social media. But we understand our missions. The mandate that the Father has given us. Do we live up to it? Now, when you look into the word, I also am looking into the word that the missions also is to become spiritual watchmen. In Isaiah 21:11, the burden against Duma, he calls to me out of say, watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? Are we those kinds of people who are warning about what is coming on our hindsight? You know, on our blind spots. Our mission is to be able to see what's coming. And then in Isaiah 52 verses 8 it says, your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together. For they shall see eye to eye when the Elohim brings back Zion. The mission of unity. Spiritual unity. Are we seeing that? Or are we seeing much more of what one can call sectarianism? Divisions amongst us? Ministers working hard that the church we should all come together to the knowledge of the truth. You know, is it happening? Or are we seeing everyone running their own empire? Now, also, if you look into Isaiah 62, verses 6, it says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day and night. You who make mention of the Elohim, do not keep silent. We are not supposed to keep silent with regards to what the Father is doing and showing, what the Father has commissioned to be spoken, what the Father has revealed, what the Father is commanding. But have we become silent in such a way that we are talking about things that the Father has not commissioned, things that the Father has not commanded, things that the Father is not showing, warnings that the Father is not giving, recommendations that the Father has not made? Because if we do that, then it means somewhat, somehow, we are silent. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Pastor Makam, are we doing well in this, or have we become silent about that which is supposed to be the missions, and we have become loud about those things which the Father has not commanded? Uthi Nimrut.
Injalo mfundisi, sikhuluma ngento ubaba angasithumanga yona.
Hey mntoti.
Sikhuluma lokho ubaba athe sikwenze, asikwenzi. Isithethi sithathe ibandla sasigqalisa ngama-program. Ama-program angaletha abantu kuNkulunkulu. Ama-program to keep people in the church, just kuthi bahlale nje bangahambi because bathanda a certain program ekhona. Not because these people are saved, but because they love a program ethile ekhona, maybe umculo, maybe amadrama ayenziwayo, maybe ukuthena abantu ukudlala ama-keyboard, maybe izinto nyana nje, just nje to keep the people ukuthi baloko bahlale la. Hayi kuthina kunento ye repentance. Mark chapter 6 verse 12.
Yeah.
Uthi laphana, so the disciple went out telling everyone to repent. That is the mission. Repent is to change the way you think. Change it the way you think, the way you perceive this into uamkela this kingdom. Tincha kudala, you were born and you were raised kufuzo lakamkhulu nakambani bani bani bani, but now change it the way you think. To repent is to change the way you think, the way you want to go on uNkulunkulu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu ufundiswa emabandleni, uNkulunkulu phethe foroko. La kufuna kudala abantu, uNkulunkulu futhi angaba ufuna nje ukuthi nangelinye langa abopha abantu bonke babophe bayezulwini bohlala khona. Change the way you think about God. And they begin and have a new thinking. Luke chapter 9, verse 6. So they began their secret of the village, preaching the good news. Aboban, people who were sent, they began their secret of the village, preaching the good news. What is good news? People were living in bad news. Now, here comes the good news. Yahusha HaMashiach, who never seen akasazi sono lomuntu and akakwazi futhi ukuza ngembewu kamakamo, ngoba umaza ngembewu kamakamo azothukana kakhulu, umaza ngembewu kamakamo azoba uyatshontsha, uyabulala, unesono senzelo noma ngaba ulungile. But here comes the good news. The good news is here. The Messiah himself, Ulla. So these people, they were preaching the good news. Yokugaba, nokuzamoka pizun kurunkuru, kwazuma pizun kurunkuru na umchatelo. Umchatelo now la uzilengo kwa wo, wafika wazalelo right esbayeni, uchela imbuzi ne nkomo, ukutidi ne nkomo, ni zilum seven zwen, mnau ni nkomo, izaro izo amba nye inyawe imbili, ukuze ngishate ngoba, through my blood, I can satisfy God. Ngoba nina inkomo nikwazanga kumsatisfy uNkulunkulu. You are just pacifying God. So here is the good news, Yahusha HaMashiach. That is the mission. But now, sifika sithatha abantu sibaqoqa sibabeka ndawonye. Bathi abantu sibaqoqile sibabeka ndawonye. Sibatshela indaba yokuthi bazoba rich. Sibatshela indaba yokuthina in order yokuthi babe rich kumele banikelela ngama 30,000. Kumele banikelela ngayinini. Ngapho uyabizwa. Ugijima uyakhuphi kuphi uthathe abafazi babantu la usemotweni uyenatala le uyoshumayela. Uhamba kanjani nomfazi womuntu uyoshumayela. Waye ungathathi lo wakho.
Hey, madoda.
Uhamba kanjani? Ama bearer wakho abafazi babantu nje libona laba bahle nje beyilembe yibo babe ama bearer wakho. Baye ungathathi insizwa laziba ama bearer wakho.
Yeah.
Ubana utshele ukuthi kumele ube nama ama bearer. Ngoba wena nomoya ongcwele ni sufficient ukuze ufune ama bearer ubonisa ukuthi wena ukho sufficient wena. Awunawo umoya ongcwele sokuthi uzihambela wena kungako ufuna nama amabhera. And for that matter, uhamba uthikana leti le uyakhona, ungena sewugijima uphathelwa namabhayibheli. Ngoba awukho sufficient, you are not bringing the good news, you are bringing the bad news of your own kingdom. Not your kingdom, let's kuyo. Yaka baba, uyahua. Ulete inye kingdom. And the kingdom, ulete il. The kingdom, ye division. The kingdom, ye undermine abantu. Uba chela kuti ba shupega ngoba. Uba chela the way bangeko blessing a corner. Uba chela the way. E ukurukula pendula wena wedwa. Into it,
yeah, it is quite sad when we see these things really culminating. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. 0826572729. We are touching base on the missions of ministers today. Are we missing it somehow? Somewhat. Pastor Green, are we missing it somewhat, somehow, this very notion? What say you?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ray. God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. You know, also in Luke chapter 22 and verse 35 and 36, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
When I read here in my Bible, the Bible say, and Jesus said to them, when I sent you without money, bag, knapsack and sandals, did you lack anything? They said nothing. Hallelujah. Now, this is just confirming what we have said earlier. When Jesus sent them, he said, take nothing with you. Now, in Matthew, in Luke chapter 22, Jesus is saying to them now, where you left all these things behind? Did you lack anything? Was there any problem? They say nothing. So even in the time that we live today, Pastor Ray, I don't think this gospel that we are reading, this Bible that we are reading, is getting out of fashion.
Mm-mm.
I don't think the word of God is getting out of fashion. I think this word of God stay in fashion all the time.
Yes.
I think this word of God, as it was in the past, so it should supposed to be today. Because even the owner of this word, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
Jesus don't change. But we want to change things so that it can suit us. So that it can make us to feel comfortable. But Jesus here in verse, in Luke 22, Jesus is confirming the same things he has said in Luke 9. When he said to them, go with nothing. Yeah, he confirmed it. He said, did you lack anything? Did you have any problems? And I think the reason Jesus said like that, because God will always provide. God will always make a way, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. If somebody's on a mission for the work of God, God will always make a way where there seemed to be no way. You remember even the time when Elijah was running from Jezebel. The Bible says God directed him to a woman where that woman was only having a one son, but that woman was taking care of Elijah. Elijah was also on a mission for God. So what I'm saying now, Pastor Ray, is that we ministers, we are supposed to come back to where we were beginning, where we were supposed to be. Hallelujah. Sometimes, Pastor Ray, when we start with this mission, you find we have nothing. And that everything go well. But when everything starts to become right and we start to have more money, we start to have bigger buildings, we start to have more bigger congregations, things are starting to change, Pastor Ray, and we change also. Then we start to do things that is no longer in the line and in the will of God. The humbleness start to disappear. That meekness start to disappear. That gentleness start to disappear. We start to look down on people. We start to look down on other ministers. We start to look down on other churches. We start to look down on many people and many things. That is where we also have a problem as we are ministers on a mission. But if we can focus on the word of God, if we can focus on what the Bible say and do what the Bible say, I don't think we can go wrong anywhere, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Just hear what verse 36 says, Luke 22, verse 36. Then he said to them, but now he who has a money bag, let him take it. And likewise, a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment to buy one. Jesus is telling us already there, we know already the word, the sword is the word of God. He say you can take everything, but if you don't have the word, hallelujah, rather sell your clothes and buy the word, because on this mission, you cannot go on this mission without the word of God. You cannot go on this mission. You cannot go preaching something else. You have to preach this gospel. Hallelujah. So if you don't have a sword, if you don't have the word of God, rather sell your jacket, sell your whatever to get the word of God so that you can be equipped, so that you can have a guidance. Hallelujah. Jesus has commanded us to go and preach the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. Hallelujah. He have commanded us to do those things, not to do our own things, not to do what we think is good, hallelujah, but that we may do what God wants us to do. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you very much, Pastor Green. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-33413-22. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I understand it's raining in some areas. And of course, let's hear what you say. 012-33413-22. And you can send us a WhatsApp or a voice note on 0826572729.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Ncane, thank you so much. Ncane says, hi family, yo, my brother. It's about time that the bull is held by its horn. May God help you to call the sin by its name. Keep going, soldier. This is the battle to fight for what is right. That is Ncane there. Ncane, we say, may the Father be glorified at all times.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, this is from Kotso B. Mavimbela, says, greetings, Pastor Ray and your guest. In Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus instructs the corporate body to make disciples of non-believers, baptize them and teach them God's ways. Only then will we see more people in fellowship, more people educated in the truth, and more people praising God. When this happens, God will receive greater glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Help us, Lord, not to worship founders. We are trapped as the children of the Most High. We were blind. Now we can see. Great teachings, Baruti Bame. That is Kotso B. Mavimbel. Kotso, I say to the Father alone be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor for teaching us.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, and let's hear what you say. Memoreen, welcome.
Good evening, my brother in the Lord. Hey, you know,
yes, ma'am.
While I was still schooling, in my primary school, there was religious education.
Yeah.
Religious education, we were taught songs, zani, faith songs. Besibane assembly. You know what is assembly? Besibane assembly. Assembly. My principal was teaching irreligious education. So, Yaqubega, we high school, but he beeps biblical study. Hey, Uchina, we are learning, they are biblical study. Beeps, they beeps about he beeps.
Yeah,
biblical study. Religious education. We had in the assembly. Sikula in the assembly. Sikula amaculo. Sinama student representatives.
Yeah.
Student council. Mina brother Ray, I would like to tell you what in Mpela. Bemthatha number one, number two. Mang papuma number three. Hey, I'll get angry, my brother. I was clever, mina, in the class. I was a genius in the class. And they put pressure in me because of while I was still in my primary. So when you are going to high school, the people that I was in their class, they will then tell people, but hey, we've got Sinentombozana Lapaya. Hey, that person is clever, is genius. Hey.
Yeah, man.
Mang Fira Lapaya Gugu Form 1.
Yeah.
Hey, my brother. ngathola iposition 8 and I got angry. Yazi number 8. Mase ujwayele number 1, number 2, number 3, number 1, number 2, position 1, 2, 3. Mase uyothola 8. Why? Because of the people that ebengifunda nabo. They have told people with yes in Ntombozana laphaya. Hey, but this person, Othanya.
Yeah.
She's genius. So Mina, I was not away, my brother in the Lord. Mangifika lapha, uthola ukuthi abantu, hey, they work hard. Manje ngaphuma number 8. Ku form 1. I got angry. Why? Because of people can put pressure on you because of abantu bakhuluma ngawe wena not knowing ukuthi bakhuluma ngawe. You know that is why bathi thina siyifu eBhayibhelini bathi siyifu thina. We have been watched by people with what is it that we are doing, my brother in the Lord.
Yeah.
Here is something that I am bringing to you. Ukuthi ngempela. Ha. We are learned. I'm doing my third year in theology. College kile. That is why I have said something to Brother Godfrey. Ukuthi Brother Godfrey, umuntu azokhuluma nge-advisor. Unamaphepha, does this person have documents? Because of a person, angathi sine system. We've got a system. A person must have documents to produce ukuthi mina I'm ngumshumayeli. Ngubanibani. Nginama degree, nginama honors. I have brought something to kubhuti wami ukuthi mina bookkeeping, tax invoice. Bengisatshela nomntanami ngithi mntanami, my boy osebenzayo ukuthi hey my boy, not that ukuthi mangikhipha imali ngikhiphela ukuthi bani ahole. Awathi ukuthi ivangeli lishumayelwe liye phambili. Nami ngoba ngiyayifuna imali, I'm still looking for a job. Even right now, I went for my interviews, but they said to me, come next week. Mina ngiku education, my brother in the Lord. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm trying to understand what you mean. And I am really, really trying to understand how it connects with the mission of ministers. But forgive my little intelligence. I will do my best to understand what you meant. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Let's listen to Mercy D. Green.
I greet you, Pastor Ray. I greet the listeners of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God for this topic.
Hallelujah.
The mission. Are we really doing the mission that God has given to us? I've opened my Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
Yes, ma'am.
We are reading verse 12 and 13. To prepare God's people for work of service.
Hallelujah.
So that the body of Christ may be built until we reach unity in faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. 14, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Amen. This is the word of God. This is the reason why God has sent out people or men of God and women of God in a mission or commission them to go and fulfill what God has called them to do. And for that, the body of Christ in that mission that God has sent them. The body of Christ has to be strong, has to be built, have to be able to stand and not to be tossed to and fro by the winds. Mm. But in these days that we are living in, we find out that there is even a confusion of these titles that we have been given, or we are busy giving the people. Mm. Sometimes you find people are being called apostles. And when you ask what is the work of the apostle, they don't even know what is the work of the apostle, but they are called the apostles. So how can the body of Christ receive the strength from somebody that does not know even the title, what it means? So we find a lot of prophets. People are being called prophetess, but we have never had them prophesying, not even once, but they are called prophet. So how can the commission really be fulfilled in the spiritual way and in the right way if we, or the people that are called, who are standing in those offices, they don't know what they are doing? They are called apostles, but people have not even established two churches, but is called an apostle. A person has never even prophesied once, but they are called prophets. I believe in these days, what we are, what God says we are, is what we are going to reveal. And the other thing is, in all this work that God has given us, we need to be strong in all circumstances. Even if there can be a challenge of hunger in the house, the man of God or the woman of God has not to stand on the pulpit and fish the money from the people. No, that is not the commission. The commission is to make those people understand what they are doing in the house of the Lord, serving God with all humility, and they will be able to give. And if things can go in that order, I believe that the mission that God has called us to do, it shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Megreen. We really appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this, the very issue today, of the missions of ministers. We need to hear as to what you make of that. And, of course, also, we need to hear as to whether you still see us being on track or not. It is a sad story sometimes if you come to think of it.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku-37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
All right, Mfundisi Makam, let me bring this to you. And I hope you're not muting me anymore. Now, okay. Now, here's another aspect with regards to the mission and the duties of ministers. This is something to take to note. Now, in Acts chapter 4, verse 2, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached Yahusha, the resurrection from the dead. The preaching of ministers and their duty is Christ and the resurrection from the dead. Now, chapter 8, verse 5 of Acts also says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. I wonder if they still preach Christ. Chapter 8, verse 35 of Acts, then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Yahusha, Christ, to him. Acts chapter 9, verse 20, immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the son of Yahuwah. Now, in Acts chapter 10, 36, the word which Yahuwah sent to the children of Yasharal, preaching peace through Christ, Yahushai, He is the Elohim of all. How? Makam, we're supposed to be preaching Christ. Who are we preaching these days? 7 steps to a good life, 5 steps to a great salary, 3 steps to a well-being, 4 steps to a great body, 6 steps to success, 5 steps. What are we doing?
Although even now I'm still praying to God to reveal kutu mamurin abekati, but I thank God kutuna ukulumile. So, but I'm trying to figure out kutuna the message be itini kasakasa. So siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
Yes.
Yeah. Mfundisi, imission to tell people ukuthi bazoba rich.
Eish.
Imission is not to make people rich. Imission is not in healing. Yiza as yiphelezela imessage ye repentance. Number one, repent. Number one, repent. Igama lokuqala uJohn the Baptist afika alikhuluma ebantwini. Angathi hozane to repent. Then after repenting, then show yourself ukuthi se uphendukile ngokuthi wamkele baptism.
Yeah.
But number one, you must repent. Are we still preaching repentance ebandleni na? Or asizana manene itore zikhona ku Old Testament. We have to remember to divide the Bible mfundisi wami. UJesu kuni into afika ikhuluma ngangibuka lapha ku Luke chapter 19. Uthi from the time of Moses and the Baptist, the law and were preached. Akukho ukunye kwa ukhulunywa le. In order for you ukuthi wamkeleke kuNkulunkulu, kumele wenze 1, 2, 3. Then waphela isikhathi saka Moses. Kwangena isikhathi seprofesi from uJoshua okuzofika kuMalakhiya. Bonke bakhomba indlela baprofeta uChrist who is coming.
Okay, I seem to have lost him a bit there. I don't know what's going on. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And talk to us there. And I will try, by all means, to get back. Umfundisi uMakamu. I will try by all means to get back umfundisi Makamu so that we can continue with what he has been saying. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Tell us even more about how you feel about this. Are we seeing ourselves as the church, body of ministers, doing what ministers should be doing? Are we preaching Christ? Or have we gone astray and we are preaching our denominations and our NPOs, NGOs, our missions, our successes, our auditoriums and all that? Have we gone off rail? You know, have we gone off the trail? Have we gone off the path? And if so, why? You know, have we gone astray like that? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note there on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there on the line. It's 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, a bit of my friend there. Just a bit.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Yebo Mpunis, qhubeka lapha bese sifaka uPastor Green. What were you saying?
Yes, Mpunis, I was saying ukuthi na Jesus Christ, as I was saying ukuthi na kuma historical books kuba prophet bonke.
Yeah.
As Jesus said ukuthi na from the time of Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets were priests. But now the king. Now we must preach the kingdom of God. From the time of Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets, but now the kingdom is being preached. So all the law, all the prophets, Babe Komba, Nakutu Yeza. And when he came, he tells them, Kuluka chapter 10, verse 3. Oh, now I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. I'm not, but now, if you fika in Taka, Lakwan Elvis, you buy vice versa. Because now, Jesus said, this is what the Messiah himself said. I'm sending you now as lambs amongst wolves. Now, interesting, I say, change. These are the, now, the wolves were sent amongst lambs. Awayeni kwezulusa iwafika mithisa izimvo. Awayeni kwenza umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu. Uthi laphana ku chapter 10 footer verse 9. Heal the sick and tell them the kingdom of God is near you now. Not next year. Now. So the mission, our mission, is to tell people about the kingdom. Then healing. Yiza emuva ukuthi abantu ba repent.
Yeah.
Yakuzwa. Ayizi asihambisi healing phambili. Asihambisi kuyovusa abantu abalele abayeZimbabwe abayongqatwa. Asihambisi bawona. Sihambisa ukuthi abantu mabamukele uChrist ba repent. Uma baqeda ku repent, healing yize emuva kwe repentance. He went to Israel. Remember, even in the times of law, Deuteronomy chapter 28, if you are careful to obey my word, you will be blessed. You go to chapter 30, verse 15. Now, I'm giving you a choice between life and death. Chapter 19, but now I call upon heaven and earth to witness the choice you make.
Yeah.
Hold you it there. You choose life, and yes. Choose life is Christ himself.
Absolutely. Hold it there, Mruti. Let's get Pastor Green also to make the final comment on this issue. Just hold it a bit. Hold it a bit, Murutuaka.
And,
of course, let's go to Pastor Green. Pastor Green, finally, what say you, sir, finally, on this very issue?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Yes, we are still busy with this topic. Hallelujah. The mission of the ministers. Hallelujah. Pastor Ray, there is something else that I want to raise here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This, what is so important, Pastor Ray, it's not only about freely we give, receive it and freely we give it. Mm. Also, Jesus say, go as you preach. Say the kingdom of God is at hand. Mm. The kingdom of God is near now. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Must go to the lordship of Israel. Hallelujah.
Mm. Yes.
Keep of Israel.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And preach the gospel, win them back for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So this is very, Pastor Ray, this is part of our mission.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
We have to go out. Hallelujah. We have to preach the gospel. We have to, you know, all this time, we talk about healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raise the dead and all these things. Hallelujah. That is part of our mission, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But
mm.
the important,
all right. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But the important thing is we have received this freely.
Mm.
We must give it also freely, Pastor.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor.
I don't think go around and charging people for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
because as you can see in the time that we live now, Pastor Ray, it's clearly that people are getting charged. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Bless us, and if they don't want to bless us, if they just say thank you, it's still all right, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
If they say, Pastor Green, you have healed me, I thank the Lord so much. Yes, something I want to bless you with it. I will receive it. I will not say no, because I thank God, because the person is also sowing something in my life. But to say I'm going to go out and charge and put a price there, that is dangerous, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This one is short, Pastor Ray. I hope the Lord bless all of us, and God be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the topic. God bless you, Pastor Ray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessings to you also, Pastor Green. Thank you so much for the information. Let's get Gail Shelley Israel.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and all Radio Pulpit listeners. You know, I got from the Word of God in Matthew 28, verse 19, it says, therefore go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And in Luke 9, verse 3, Jesus said to them, take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money. Let no one take a second tunic. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For I, the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. What a divine instruction that God had given us. I know that today what is going on, every believer is supposed to go and preach the goodness of the gospel. It's not just a pastor or somebody with a title. And even those that are going out that have got titles, many of them tag many, many people along with them, a whole group of, you know, dignitaries and authorities, the way they call themselves. And then the people that attend the meetings with these titled leadership or pastors who go and preach the gospel, it ends up being about money, sucking money out of the people. And also, the people go in empty and they go home empty. They didn't go and do or serve the purpose for which they have been sent, to go and make disciples of the people, baptizing them.
Hmm.
How many altar calls are there really? You know, when these major men of God or this big names go to the people, to the nations, traveling by luxurious cars and dress like they from, I don't know, but God, Jesus, when he was walking on the earth with his disciples, he was simple. He was direct. He gave correction. He gave direction. He gave protection. He gave provision. And he perfected everything that performs that concerns the people. He didn't charge people to pay their money for the miracles that was taking place. And this is what's going on today in the churches. I pray that God will really visit us. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that we may yield to God's plans and God's purpose, what he has set in place from the beginning. So we all got to go back to basics. Blessings. Good night.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Gail Shelley. Muruti, thank you so much. We appreciate you, sir. And may the blessings shower you, you and your family, sir. We send our love. Hallelujah. Next week, we are talking about true spiritual peace. That is what we are talking about next week. And thank you so much, Mpunisi Makamu. Itavulavula. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him in our lives. And we thank him that by his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into his truth. Thank you so much for praying for us and for being patient with us at times. You know, when we talk, that we don't get to the point quite properly. Thank you for being so patient with us. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for those who continuously listen, and those who continuously send WhatsApps and voice notes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Let the Father be upon you and his grace be upon you. Tuda! Rabah!
Receive your dose of inspiration on Thursday Live from 6 to 7 p.m. on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.